relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's been a crazy few days, but it's okay. I'm alive. I got my caffeine right here in my brand new America First mug. It's made in America. You have to be. If you say America First, it's got to be made in America. Friday was Nashville. We did the show from Nashville, actually sitting in Governor Huckabee's personal office in the studios, the Trinity Broadcasting Network studios. Why? Because we were guests along with Rick Grenell, former acting director of national intelligence, for the governor's TV show Huckabee. I hope you caught it. We got to post the video. It was an amazing discussion about what's going on in Afghanistan, the commemoration of September the 11th, and who's really running the Biden administration. And then yesterday I flew out to California in the morning, flew back last night on the red eye, arriving at 6 a.m. today. Why? Because I think, and this isn't me, I truly, I had three different people from Salem. We had the creme de la creme, the people who hired me, the big bosses, the founder, Ed, greetings, Phil, who found me and said, hey, would you like a national radio show? And then we had Dave, the big boss now, all in the front row at an event in California. Hold on to your hats, guys, with 1,400 people in the auditorium. 1,400. One person was wearing a mask. One person. Why? They were a government official, a certain sheriff who will go nameless. I'm glad he came. Thank you, Sheriff. No, I won't get you in trouble. But we had 1,400 people in the audience. And on stage, how about this? This was the AM 870, The Answer, KRLA town hall. Not only was I there, we had Dennis Prager. We had the great one, Mark Levin. We had Charlie Kirk, and then special surprise guest, who rolled in? Larry Elder. And it was quite the night. People said, best town hall they've ever seen. I think they recorded the whole thing. I think it will be available on video. They had lots of cameras there. I'm going to try and dig up the audio for you. Mr. G's already on the warpath to get you some of the audio, because Charlie Kirk especially, Dennis got unusually emotional, really powerful, but Charlie Kirk was on the warpath. And I'm going to share a couple of the things he said, which gave me stimulus with regards to what the GOP should be doing. But here's one of the stories that our hosts, Jennifer Horn, yes, the Jennifer Horn, and Grant Stinchfield, who are amazing moderators, brought up because she had been covering it on her show.
please pay attention. Tomorrow is the recall vote for Gavin Newsom to remove Nancy Pelosi's nephew from the governor's mansion in California. And we did a poll of the people who had voted already. About 70% of that huge audience had already voted to recall Gavin Newsom. About 20-30% were hands up that they're going to go in person. They're not going to do it in advance. They're going to go in person on the day tomorrow. And why is it, if you're listening, we have so many listeners in California. God bless all of you. So many callers from California. Do you know why it's so important not to vote in person? This is why mail fraud when it comes to elections is just so rampant. Listen to this story from California, from a Republican voter who went to vote. God 11.
California native and current West Hills resident, 88-year-old Estelle Bender, spoke with us just a short time ago.
What happened today and how shocked are you?
Very. I went to El Camino High School to vote, got there at 10:30, gave her this, and she scanned it and said, "You voted." And I said, "No, I haven't." And she said, "This has been happening all morning." The man next to me was arguing the same thing. So as I left, I did the provisional ballot and left. I was just really angry. And I saw two women walking toward me as I left. And I said, "Don't be surprised if they tell you you've already voted." And she said, "They've already done that. If I voted, how did I vote?"
And who did you vote for?
Well, I asked the couple, the young women that I talked to, and I said, "Are you by any chance Republicans?" She said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, so am I." And so are the two friends that had the problem at VFW. So.
Makes you suspicious.
I would think so. And still, I'd like to know how I voted.
Just that last half a sentence. I'd like to know how I voted, because I haven't. Because somebody has voted in my name. Somebody who picked up that mail-in ballot or that duplicate in my apartment block or just photocopied it and voted. And isn't it interesting? She showed her ID. They told her, "You can't vote. You can fill in a provisional and then we'll maybe dig up the prior one. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?" And then she hears that it's happened multiple times on that very day. And in every instance, what was it? Was it a Democrat voter? Was it a mixture of Democrats, independents, and Republicans? No. The only people who were told, "Sorry, you've already voted," are registered Republicans. President Trump warned us in the midst of COVID. He openly said, "It is a disaster to mail out unbidden mail-in ballots." Mail-in ballots are meant for people who are what? Otherwise indisposed. I have voted absentee, meaning in advance, but I had to get a letter. I had to prove that my employer needed me somewhere else out of state. I had to explain why I couldn't come on election day and then fill out a form in advance and say, "Yes, I am out of state on official business for my employer. I'm voting now." But what the Democrats have done, and it's smart. I mean, give them credit. It's like President Trump said about the Chinese. I'd be cheating. You know, I'd be fighting for Chinese interests if I were a dictatorship. But I'm not. I'm the American president. That's the Democrats. They're dictatorial. They think they get to cheat. They've told their voters, their supporters, that Nazis, that white supremacists are running the country. Why? Just think about that. Why would you not cheat if you think that fascists are running the country? This is how much they have torn apart the fabric of this republic. And the idea that 80 million ballots were sent out to people who didn't request them, to dead people, to people who'd left the state. In Arizona alone, more than 40,000 ballots sent to people who had left the state and live somewhere else and are not eligible to vote in Arizona. So, if you're in California, make sure you go in person. Tomorrow's the day. And the answer to question one is yes. Do you want to recall Governor Gavin Newsom? The Democrats can't say one good thing about this man who has driven California into the ground. Whatever you do in California, go to the polling station. If they're telling you you've already voted, kick up a ruckus. Fill in that provisional ballot and make sure that they get back to you telling you who voted in your name and when and how they voted in your name, and make sure they don't get away with it. Oh, and the last thing, will you do America a favor? It's not just about California. Take at least three people with you who otherwise would stay at home. Go to the ballot stations and let's kick Gavin Newsom out. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that's liberated tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees were not getting a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, then the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be your story. That could be your story. But there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And I watched the speeches, and not one person spoke about the fact that 3 days ago we fled Afghanistan and we left Americans behind, and others too. And we left $85 billion worth of the best equipment ever made. Whoever thought of this, a five-year-old would have said the military goes out last, and that's what they wanted. They couldn't believe they were leaving. So it was gross incompetence.
Gross incompetence, and a five-year-old would have done better. That was President Trump on the 20th anniversary of September the 11th. He didn't go to the Democrats-only commemoration with Biden, with Obama, with Clinton, where Biden made no speech. He went to see the people that matter. He went to see the FDNY and the NYPD. Let's talk to our first guest of the day, the author most recently of the sixth novel in the Kelly Turnbull series. It's called Split. We call him Colonel K. Townhall.com senior contributor, Kurt Schlichter. Welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Here I am in my law cave.
You are in your bat cave. You are decontaminating tanks as we speak. He's taking a break. He didn't come to our town hall yesterday. Shame on him. No, seriously, he had family business to take care of. Next time he will be there. We'll talk about California, the big decision tomorrow. But first things first, got to get your reaction. Just the juxtaposition of these masked Democrats in this circle fest together with no Republicans invited, Rudy Giuliani not invited, and then my old boss going to the NYPD. Man, did they love him or what, Kurt?
Oh, well, that it was very refreshing to see the actual heroes of 9/11 honored as opposed to a bunch of people honoring themselves. And I'm not sure what they were honoring themselves for, since they have pretty much an unbroken track record of failure. But you know, Dr. Gorka, I was less angry at the three Democrats than I was at alleged Republican George Bush.
Okay. Hugely important. Let's play this. I wanted to get to it later, but let's do it right now. So this is the man who, I don't know, he's meant to be a conservative. He was a Republican president. He went to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to the field where Flight 93 crashed after those brave, brave men took it back from the terrorists to save lives in D.C. And this is what he said on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. This is the man who was president when 9/11 happened. Cut to, play cut.
There is little cultural overlap between violent extremists abroad and violent extremists at home. But in their disdain for pluralism, in their disregard for human life, in their determination to defile national symbols, they are children of the same foul spirit, and it is our continuing duty to confront them.
Children of the same foul spirit. So 9/11, Bin Laden, and MAGA supporters are the same, but BLM and Antifa don't get a mention. Your reaction, Colonel K?
Well, I think that was the most disgusting thing I've seen in years. I supported that guy. I had his back when he wouldn't defend himself because he was a gentleman, Dr. Gorka.
Yeah.
And as soon as it became clear that his useless brother, please clap Jeb, was not going to get our support because of his unbroken track record of failure, George Bush discovered his voice and decided to use it against the very same people who supported him. Look, I'm no Marxist, but it's becoming clear that class, that is, the guys who hang out at the country club, seems to take priority over actual policies. I'm so disgusted by this guy. This is so bankrupt. You know, I'm a guy. I went off to war for his father. I deployed under him. I was a loyal supporter. And to be tarred with this blood libel, this disgusting slander, because, you know, he didn't have to say it. We all knew what he meant. You could see the giggling liberal blue checks on Twitter knowing exactly what he meant. That was just appalling. I would like to see this guy go away. Maybe he can go back to Texas, paint more crappy watercolors of the guys he helped maim through his incompetence. I don't care what he does, but if I never see him again, it's too soon.
Yeah, him and Hunter Biden can do portraits of each other. We're talking to Kurt Schlichter.
Yeah.
Follow him at Kurt Schlichter, author most recently of The Split, and also the nonfiction work, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. Ken, I'm not trying to spin this, but I'm thinking of another angle. Is there a positive way to look at that truly disgusting, un-American, that's worse. Let me just be clear here. That's worse than Hillary Clinton and the basket of deplorables. She didn't actually call.
Oh, yes.
She didn't call half of America terrorists like Bin Laden. That's what Bush just did. Terrorists, children of the same hateful ideologies. Is this a good moment in terms of it allows everyone to see who the GOP establishment really are, Kurt?
Well, you know, Dr. Gorka, we're seeing a lot of moments of clarity. We saw a moment of clarity in Afghanistan. We saw a moment of clarity about a week or two ago when Biden or whoever, you know, the Geppettos pulling this Pinocchio's strings, fired everybody on a bunch of neutral boards of like the military academy.
Yes.
Right. This is supposed to be a bipartisan, we all work together thing. Now, he fired them all. And then this, and it's becoming harder and harder to pretend that that we're back in the old days, that the old rules still apply and that there aren't a whole set of new rules. Now, I look at this and I frankly see an opportunity. I don't want it. I prefer not to have it. But I think it's important that we enforce them. I think it's important that because there's no chance on getting back to something like we allegedly had before, which was never as strong as we thought it was, evidently. If the people are rewarded for breaking the norms. So I look forward to the next president, whether it's President Trump, President DeSantis, or someone else, on January 20th, about 1 o'clock, firing every allegedly nonpartisan Biden employee or Biden nominee
and Kurt,
on every board.
And then the generals.
Oh, well, the generals, you fire them at 12:01.
Yeah. Kurt, we're going to keep you over for one more segment, but we've got 90 seconds left. You're in California. I was in California yesterday. What's your gut about tomorrow? Is Gavin Newsom, is Nancy Pelosi's nephew in trouble or not?
It's important to go out and vote and make your voice heard. If I had to bet, I would bet that Gavin Newsom's going to win. Is it because of mass cheating? No, it's because California is a plus 29 Democrat. It just is. And it is important for us to understand that the fight we are actually in, not the one we want, and not to get go down rabbit holes. This is always an uphill battle. Gavin Newsom should lose. I vote against him. And I voted for our mutual friend, Larry Elder, as did a number of people. I just had somebody text me, Larry Elder, right? Yes. That's three more votes for him. But the simple fact is California has not hit bottom yet. Now, when you've got hobos lurking in your front yard, people breaking into your car, rolling blackouts, mass fires, you would think that people would go, you know, perhaps we could do with a change. But like an alcoholic, they've got to hit bottom. And California will change when California feels it's had enough. I'm not sure it's there yet. I'm still hopeful.
Unbelievable. But what will it take for California to wake up? Follow this man, Kurt Schlichter, author of the Kelly Turnbull novels. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Colonel K after these messages. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
I haven't even given out the flipping phone number, guys. And the call board is full. Don't go anywhere. Mark, Leonardo, Sylvia, Judy, Linda. Oh, it's a ladies' day. I love it. We're going to take your calls, but first we've got to talk to Kurt. Kurt, who before he came on, we were talking in the break. And we're giving him merch. Why? Because he's such a great supporter of the show. Our brand new website. It is totally revamped. SebGorkaStore.com. He's getting one of our delightful America First hats. Made in America. But he's going with the khaki one. So he can go with that, you know, decontam camp that he runs at home. Also, we're sending one of our... These things are so... They're like... I mean, this is solid. This... With the eagle on the bottom. Made in America. America First mug. The hoodies. And... most important of all, the T-shirt we made to honor President Trump when he came on the show 2 weeks ago. If you're woke, you're a loser. You've got to check it out, SebGorkaStore.com. People love that shirt. It is flying off the shelves. Send a message to the wokeristas around you. That's SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. Colonel K, get his book, by the way, The Split, and also the 21 Big Lies About You and Donald Trump. I've got to share with you what happened at the town hall yesterday. So first things first, put it into context. Last 48 hours, some amazing videos. We're going to share some later in the day here of people in the public sector who are fighting back. People who've switched on their phones covertly and people who are nurses who are filming their bosses saying, if you don't get the vaccination, you're fired. And they're saying, sorry, that's illegal. That's unconstitutional. People, cops, we had so many great cops looking after us in L.A. who's saying, we're not going to get vaccinated. I had the COVID and I'm not going to do it. So we're on this precipice where public sector workers are saying, no, not happening. And then Charlie has this amazing idea. So Charlie Kirk is on the platform and he says, you know what? If we had testicular fortitude in states run by the GOP, we should say things like, every state that had the XL pipeline, we're going to say, okay, Democrats want sanctuary cities, we're going to have sanctuary pipelines. Screw the feds, we're reinstating the contracts with the XL pipeline, and you, Biden, can send the feds to arrest American workers building those pipelines. Isn't it? I was really energized. Isn't it time for some hardball, Kurt?
Look, I think it's important to play by the rules that are established. If sanctuary cities are a thing, they're a thing for everybody. Either the Congress gets to make laws, you know, like the whole, remember, you weren't in the United States.
I've seen it.
I'm just a bill and I'm only. And that's how you make a law. And if you're not going to enforce the law, then there is no law and there's only power. Now, I'd prefer it not be like that. I didn't want it to change. But if it has, okay, because, you know, I see three choices. We either go back to a civil society run by a rule of law, or we win because we're stronger, or the left wins because they're stronger. I'd prefer number one. I can live with number two, and I will fight against number three.
Is it going to happen, though? So this is the question. You've written six books on, you know, an impending civil war. That's fiction. Are we going to just show a little bit of the intestinal fortitude that the left has? Is it going to happen? I'm not talking about physical violence. I'm just talking about, okay, sanctuary cities. Well, then we have sanctuary pipelines. Is it going? Do the conservatives have the cojones, Kurt?
Well, Dr. Gorka, since you are such a close personal friend, I will reveal something here I haven't said publicly. I'm about to sign another book contract with Regnery for the fall and rise of the United States. And it will talk about these issues. What could happen? What do I think will happen? Look, I'm an optimist for two reasons. First of all, I believe in America. I believe we're a lucky country. I believe we're a blessed country. We always seem to pull it out. And I'm like Napoleon. I'd rather have generals that are lucky than good. But also, I'm a utilitarian. If you start being pessimistic, your morale goes down, and then you make losing a foregone conclusion. I will never quit. You will never quit. Your viewers will never quit. So never be pessimistic. Things can get tough. We need to be realistic. But we also need to look at how we can turn it to our advantage, how we can counterattack, how we can get inside their decision loop, how we can take the initiative, seize the initiative, and win.
He almost said OODA loop. Not only is he using...
I knew where I was going.
Not only is he using the War College terminology, he's breaking news live here in front of millions with my publisher. I didn't even know this. I mean, I didn't even have the intel. His new book with my publisher.
You are the first person who... I am not sleeping with who I've talked about.
Yes, and he still hasn't slept with a Chinese spy, unlike Eric Swalwell, and neither have I. Eric, can you deny it? No, you can't. I'm Sebastian Gorka. He's Kurt Schlichter. The latest book is The Split. You've got to check it out. Also, the nonfiction, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. He's Colonel K. God bless you, Kurt. Thanks for sharing with all of us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories, available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
Who needs to multitask? We've got a national radio show here. We can rely upon our buddies who have their own media empires to make sure that we are kept up to date on what is breaking out there. Who am I talking about? Of course, it's none other than the creator of JustTheNews.com, investigative journalist par excellence, John Solomon. Follow him at J. Solomon Reports. John, welcome back to America First. As we were prepping for the show, I was catching literally the opening statements of the Foreign Affairs Committee a hearing with Antony Blinken on the disaster that was our surrender in Afghanistan. As I was sitting here moments ago, you tweeted me breaking story about Mr. Blinken's testimony, which I had to stop watching so we could host the show. What did Tony Blinken, chief diplomat for the Biden regime, say, or rather not say, John?
Yeah, so most of the hearing was basically talking points by the Secretary of State, things we've heard from the podium for weeks now. Not much drawn out in new news, except for one moment. Congressman Scott Perry, a Republican from Pennsylvania, asked him point blank, have you been interviewed by the FBI? The first time Blinken got asked that question, he was completely shocked. He stumbled over his words, and he said, I don't know what you're talking about. And Scott Perry came right back and said, this isn't hard. Did you get interviewed by the FBI? And he said, I'm not going to comment on any legal proceedings. And he said, I'm not asking you to comment on the legal proceedings. I'm asking you to answer to the American public. Were you interviewed by the FBI in the Hunter Biden case? And he demurred again, saying, hey, can I talk to you offline about it? A very dramatic moment. What I can report separate of what happened at the hearing is that both current and former U.S. government officials confirmed that the FBI has approached or recently approached Secretary Blinken related to the Hunter Biden investigation. And when I called the State Department earlier today, they said, talk to the FBI about that. That's their business. So that sort of backhand confirmation that something is going on between the FBI and the State Department in the Hunter Biden case.
Is that, given the decades that you've been in the business, is that a standard response from a department? Would they not say, no, I can't comment, or yes, I can't comment? Would they just instantly palm you off and say, well, the FBI can tell you?
Yeah, it was unusual. A lot of times they'll just say, we don't talk legal proceedings. We don't talk about investigations. In this case, they referred me directly to the FBI. So that kind of gives us some inside the department that something's afoot between the Bureau and the State Department. Why are these questions around it? Why would the FBI need to interview Secretary Blinken? And the answer is found in documents that I unearthed a year ago in a lawsuit. And in that, those documents show Hunter Biden approached then Deputy Secretary of State Blinken in 2015, said he had a couple of issues that he needed advice on right at a critical moment in the Burisma scandal. We've never found out what went on at that meeting. Secretary Blinken, when he was asked by Senator Ron Johnson's team, said, I think it was about Bo Biden's death. It wasn't about Bo Biden's death. It clearly, Hunter Biden's approach to him had to do with Blue Star and Burisma and the whole scandal.
Hang on. This is getting into stuff that many people will not understand. Yeah. But first things first, why would Hunter Biden need to talk to the Deputy Secretary of State about his brother's death? What's that got to do with the price of bread?
Family friend, I suppose, is a plausible explanation. But these documents were turned over to us not because they were Hunter Biden, Bo Biden documents. They were turned over to us because the State Department said they were relevant to a discussion involving Burisma.
So the supposition is, and tell me if this is out on a limb or not, that Hunter Biden, Vice President Biden's son, is talking to the then Deputy Secretary of State because of his entanglements with that corrupt Ukrainian energy company, the board of which he is on for a no-show job earning $83,000 a month, and maybe he's, trying to smooth over and get some help? Is that a likely scenario? What is the supposition?
The supposition of investigators is that this conversation between Hunter Biden and that then Deputy Secretary Blinken had something to do with Burisma. But at that moment, we know what was going on. Hunter Biden and his associates at a lobbying firm called Blue Star Strategies were starting in late 2015 and all through 2016 lobbying and pressing the State Department to help drop these corruption allegations against his employer, Burisma Holdings, the natural gas company. We know that the State Department did a partnership with Burisma, then canceled it because they were worried that it looked bad. and that at the very end of the Obama administration, George Kent, State Department official, said that not one but two bribes had been paid by Burisma to make these corruption cases go away.
Wow. What did you watch the video? I'm going to look at it after the show. What was he like? Shocked? Was it? What was the reaction like?
He was clearly caught off guard by this and fumbling for the right words. And Scott Perry just kept right on him, trying to say, "Hey, it's a simple yes/no answer. Just answer."
Yeah.
And
which is something that as a government employee, you should answer on a congressional hearing. Were you interviewed by the FBI? Don't we have a right to know, John?
Certainly, it's a matter of oversight for this committee, and it's remarkable that it wasn't answered today.
All right, let's reach out to Scott. He's a friend of the show. Let's get the congressman on. What else should we prepare? What can people find out? What kind of breaking stories are you prepping for us at justthenews.com, John?
In the very time frame we just talked about, where Hunter Biden is approaching Antony Blinken at the State Department, we're going to file a lawsuit tonight in conjunction with the Southeastern Legal Foundation, a public interest firm that's worked with me on so many of my FOIAs, to sue for a very specific document that was transmitted in the summer of 2015 from the State Department to the Ukrainian prosecutor who was overseeing the investigation of Burisma and who was ultimately fired under pressure by then Vice President Joe Biden. Remember the story in impeachment was he was a corrupt prosecutor. That's why we fired him. These documents transmitting from the State Department to this prosecutor, we believe, tell an entirely different story, that the State Department thought this prosecutor was doing a good job.
Wow. And what has made you decide? I'm curious. Why are you filing this lawsuit? What? Again, I'm going to use the word, the legal phrase. What's the supposition, John?
Yeah. Well, we have source material telling us that in a transmission in the summer of 2015, just before Joe Biden began efforts to fire prosecutor Victor Shokin, that our ambassador at the time, Jeffrey Pyatt, transmitted a letter from the top of the State Department saying, "Hey, you're doing a good job. Keep it up." That would conflict with every piece of testimony that was given during the Trump impeachment.
And let's remind all of our millions of listeners and viewers, this is the same Victor Shokin that the man who now bears the title of president joked about getting fired within 6 hours when he withheld $1 billion of U.S. aid to the government in Kiev. And in front of a conference audience, he said, and by Jove, he used language that's a little bit spicier than that. When I extorted that, when I held that money above them, dangled it, they fired the man investigating Burisma.
Yeah, I think it was kind of they fired the man.
Yeah. Yes, indeed it was a video that will be evergreen. Can't wait for updates on that breaking news story and for the one you sent us about the man who's still testifying right now on Capitol Hill. Follow this man on Twitter, Jay Solomon Reports, and bookmark justthenews.com. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.